One of the key components of mindfulness is observation. Being still, observing yourself, others, the world, things that annoy you, things that excite you. You find these things by being still. Being still also allows you to avoid something called burnout. Emotional burnout. This is one of the worst symptoms I've ever experienced when it comes to bipolar disorder. And we're going to talk about that today. Guys, my name is Cass Eugene. Thanks for coming to the Bipolar Chatterbox for another chit chat. All right. Last week, we started talking about 2020, tackling some goals. I talked about how I am tackling some goals as an example for ways for those who have passion projects and want to get them started. I talked about my own goals so that hopefully I can inspire someone. And actually, I've heard back from some of you guys, and your feedback is always appreciated, man. It's always appreciated. Even had a few hecklers, but you know, it is what it is, you know. But this week on the Bipolar Chatterbox, we're actually going to dive deeper into one more story of mine before we go into what I call my curriculum for the season, okay? My curriculum for the season this year is going to be based on my craft jewelry. So if you go to legatumlink.com, you'll be able to purchase a bracelet design that is very, 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 very dense when it comes to messages. You see, being an electronic technician back in the Navy days allowed me to look at a system. And in order to fix the system, I had to know the subsystems and then the small components inside those systems and then the pathways that, you know, electricity and DC voltages and other things traveled. All of that is to say that when I get my hand on some crafts and I get to putting together some different messages, I blended some things together that I believe would truly help you in the long run. So, on the Bipolar Chatterbox, we are going to make headway, change. We are going to change the stigma of what it means to live with bipolar disorder. I'm not talking about just surviving. I'm talking about thriving, my friends. Stay tuned. So I want to start talking with you guys today on the subject of emotional burnout. I want to start here rather than talk about other things because it's the beginning of 2020. Many of us are on new diets. Many of us are on new workout plans. Many of us are on new Bible reading plans or different mindfulness exercises, going to different yoga classes and meditation groups. A lot of us are trying to change what it means to be bipolar. Some of us who live with bipolar, we're tired of going through the circle and the cycle. Well, with the word circle and cycle being said, I want to let you guys realize that if you notice a cycle in your life, you got to break the habit with something that comes usually from the external. If you don't know how to break the cycle from within yourself, if you try to be mindful, if you're trying to do things and you're in a secluded environment and you're not getting results, look to something else, look to someone else who has achieved the results that you're looking for. So one person that I'm looking at is actually myself. So I compare myself to like last year. I'll say, January the 15th, 2019, what was I doing? How was I feeling? So on and so forth. Now, if you're like me, me and my time, I can kind of lose track of time. Like it could be a year or 2 years and I can mix up those events. Like, oh yeah, last year I did this. But no, last year I learned some very, very valuable lessons because I allowed mania to creep up on me in the beginning of my year and it snuck in real, real sneaky-like. my mania snuck in real sneaky like, and it took hold, and I didn't realize it. And to make it sound even worse, I was in a very bad situation. My wife went to Peru. She's doing her thing. You know, she's hanging out with her friends, walruses and the like. And I'm at home trying to come up with some amazing ideas for my business. I decided to take this time for just me. I'm playing the Xbox. I am stopping the Xbox, eating some food, getting back to work. That's all I was doing. I wasn't cleaning the house. I wasn't doing it. I mean, I fed the cats. But I wasn't doing anything other than working, right? So when I needed to take my eyes off work, I, you know, played my game. You know, when I needed to eat, I ate something, you know. But I was burning out, and I did not realize it. But I did realize it as February crept up and March crept up, you know, so many situations, so many arguments, so many bipolar centric problems were around me because I stopped regulating early in the year. I don't want that this year. I don't want that for you ever. So this year we're taking a different approach. This year I'm beginning my year off with a fast. To be specific, and it's quite grueling, if you go to do42.com, you can see actually the entirety of this plan, but it is a 42-day spiritual and physical cleanse. You see, I feel like I need to protect myself whenever my mental state is malleable. Whenever I'm starting to see patterns that look familiar, such as, I'm feeling a little bit more giddy than usual. That might be the first signs of mania. Okay, cool. Just keep a lid on it. Retroactively look into last year and say, I felt giddy while I was working. I see how that turned out. How can I prevent it from happening again? I can meditate, I can be mindful, so on and so forth. But when it comes to mania, it's so tricky. It just sneaks up on you. So I want to be sure that I'm not going to get hit on my blind side by some mental health issues that'll sidetrack my life. Many people with bipolar disorder live with this fear. In order to eradicate this fear, I wanted to do something about it. So ever since I was a teenager, my church, the Ark of Salvation in downtown Atlanta, has our pastor created a fasting program. And this fasting program is based first and solely in spirituality. Okay. Throughout the process, you're supposed to learn how to change. And I'm doing this because I've done it before in the past with varying levels of success and varying levels of completion. But this is the year where I want to kind of give it a little bit more of a fair shake and get some things done, because even though I said you look to something external to get the results that you're looking for, right? You want to see those results, then you need to see something such as a fast applied to someone and then look at a result and say, yes, I want that result. So I look at the fast and I look at other people's results and I'm like, yeah, I want those things. But then I also look towards myself, where I've done these fasts intermittently throughout my life since I was like 15, 16. And each time I do feel mentally stronger. Now, here's the thing about it. When it comes to mental health advice, I want to remind you guys to always talk to your professional. Always. Never just take someone's word at face value, because these tactics I'm talking about, these experiences, I am giving you the story behind it so you can see that this is my thing. Now, what I want you to do is be able to extrapolate a message from it. And to do that, I'll help facilitate you getting the message from what I have to say. You see, my father used to tell me, and he was Muslim, He wasn't Christian. He was Muslim. He used to tell me during times of challenge, you need to fast so you can speak to your God and understand what he wants from you and what you want from yourself. I was a kid when he taught me this. Though our religious paths took us in different directions, I can tell you that that notion stayed within me. So I'm on a 42-day fast. It's a lot. So it's a lot of work. It takes some financial commitment. It is about giving. It is about reading your word. One of the criteria, I have to spend 32 minutes in the Bible and 32 minutes in prayer in the morning and at night. That is to combat spiritual laziness. Now, if I was just to stick right there, if that was the entire fast, just do those things right there, can you not see how that can make positive change? I personally try to get myself meditating in the morning, drink some tea, things like that. But a lot of times I don't actually get out to bed. I don't get out to bed to do these things in advance. Like I'll need maybe 30 minutes to get up, set up some tea, sit down, do some meditation, you know, get myself, you know, centered for the day. I probably would like to have 30 minutes, but instead I, you know, would sleep right through it. So if I keep sleeping through it, I'm feeling a little bit more manic than usual, then if I was to not pay attention, I could end up doing exactly what I did last year. Burning both sides of the candle, as they call it. But remember, a candle that burns twice as bright will also burn twice as fast. I've learned this lesson. I've internalized it, and I'm changing it by changing what I'm putting into my body right now, what I'm putting into my spirit right now. And this, I believe, is going to help create a nice spiritual force field. Another layer that you have to penetrate if bipolar disorder wants to come and knock me upside the head. You see, y'all, it's 2020, all right? It's too much information out there on this subject of bipolar disorder for me to just ignore some ways to help myself and my fellow brothers and sisters in the struggle. I know that there is someone out there who has gone through a religious conversion and they're also bipolar. Those two things right there are very massive life-changing events. When you're diagnosed with bipolar disorder and when you choose one God over another or you denounce him or whatever your spiritual or religious journey is, those are humongous things and those can be very lonely times. And lonely times can lead to depressive times. So though I'm talking about how last year I was manic and so on and so forth, and I'm paying attention this year to things. I'm on my medication this year, by the way, guys, things are going well. Even though I'm paying attention to these things, I know for a fact that some people can have the same symptoms that I have, but then their mood set will change in a different way from me. Something that makes me excited might make you depressed. You might not be on your medication yet. You might not have made it to that part in your journey. Regardless, I want you to have something that'll keep you safe. I want you to have something that'll keep you moving forward until such a time comes that you're talking to your professional, until a time comes that you feel solid, safe, and secure. And that thing is the first adage of a candle that burns twice as bright. Burns, also burns twice as fast. If you can remember this, you can think about it. Now you can visualize. Like in my mind, I'm thinking of a flame that's like twice the size of the candle. That candle's going to melt so fast. If you have an abundance of energy and you are burning through it, and you're just burning through energy, but you're not giving yourself fuel to burn, you, my friend, will be the thing that eventually burns out. When I say things to fuel that emotional energy, you need to be able to replenish. You need to be able to replenish your resource of mental health energy. And for me, one of those revitalizing sources is my spirituality. And one way for me to get closer to my spirituality is to fast. So, in fasting, not only will I get the benefits of, you know, the physicality, yeah, I'm looking to shed off some of these pounds, you know, that Seroquel regimen I was on. Yeah, now y'all, your boy put on a few pounds here and there, but guess what? Taking that right off, I'm getting to the root of my problems by prayer, meditation. I am sitting still. I am also being diligent to a timeline. 42 days is 6 weeks. 3 of those weeks are going to be just steamed foods. I can have no meat. I can't have anything pasteurized. Only things from basically the Garden of Eden, straight from the earth. Now, some of you guys can get kind of nitpicky. And so the pastor kind of put some caveats in his writings there for you. And he gave us a list of some things we can have, things we can't have, you know. But for 3 weeks, essentially, steamed foods, followed by a week of raw foods and juices, followed by, well, I believe it's 3 days of water. Or you can continue to do your juicing and eating diet. And then you'll end at the very end. You'll end on your just super clean foods. And I'm really looking forward to the change in my body. It's going to happen. But I'm more interested in the change in my mindset that's going to happen. Now, please, 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 please forgive this. Well, no way. I'm not even going to say it like this. Poop rolls downhill. I'm going to say, guys, please forgive me for what I'm about to say. You know, French, you know, speaking French and da-da-da-da, whatever. No. One of the things on the 42 is I'm not supposed to be cussing. So, poop rolls downhill. We know how that works at work and everywhere else. But poop rolls downhill because of gravity, if you will. Things we know roll downhill. If I start at the spiritual level and work on myself there, some of the trickle-down effects will hit my mental health life, is all I'm trying to say. So if I work hard in my spirit, mind, and body, if I'm sitting here going to the gym, some of you guys see my social medias, I'm doing a gravity transformation challenge. That's my dedication that I'm not going to just fast and be weak, but if I'm just going to work on things in my spirit and let those benefits wash over the rest of my life. If I'm going to do that, I'm going to do it well. I'm going to do it well, guys. I'm going to do it well. So I'm giving it my all because I know my spiritual health is an area of life that will be fuel for that fire to burn. It's another layer for a bipolar to have to penetrate through. If you want to knock me off my horse and derail my life, bipolar disorder, well, guess what? You're going to have to go through these guys. These guys being my fasting, so on and so forth. And also you guys. I'm telling you guys this because I'm holding myself accountable. This is a goal that I plan on achieving. As a matter of fact, I started my fast. I had to start over. I had to start over because I wasn't actually doing, I had worked really hard one night. I was working on my bracelet design. The Dragonfly series will be coming out very, very soon. But I'm a one-man operation, so I had to put together my prototypes. And it's about 20 different prototypes. It could take me about half an hour or so per bracelet to make. So I'm looking at like 10 hours of just putting beads into a string, essential oils, all of the like. I ended up, it was about 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and I fell asleep doing this. Woke back up with my hands like laying in beads and got right back to it, which means that I skipped my evening proclamation, Bible study, and prayer, which means that I skipped my morning proclamation, Bible study, and prayer, which means that I broke my fast. And I was about 5 days in. Now, I had to use my integrity on this one, and I had to go ahead and start over because I'm supposed to start over. I'm supposed to start over and do it right from the beginning. So, I'm on day 3, Yeah, I'm on day three again. But it is what it is. Because I'm trying to make a lifestyle change. So starting over after a couple of days and I didn't get it right. Oh, well, start over, get it right, because I need this energy. I have a goal to not fall like I fell last year. I fell for the mania. I allowed it to seduce me. It whispered in my ear and told me things that I wanted to hear. Hey, you don't need to go to sleep, man. You really don't, man. Just keep working. The faster you get this done, the faster you get paid. Man, if you get through this, man, your legacy will really start to take off. I'm listening to my mania and I just went full force. I will not do that. I will not do that this year. I will not. And hopefully in my conviction of what I do not want to happen for my life, hopefully you guys will also be able to hear something, take something and emulate it. Duplicate it, copy it. You look at your life and say, you know what? There's something in my spirit that I want to change too. Maybe I'll go check out this dude 42 fast. Huh? Any takers? Anybody with me? It can be rough. It can be rough. Not going to lie. But it's something that you look back to your entire life. I mean, there are so many rules and so many areas of life that the 42-day miracle is actually touching in my life that it's no way I can't be better at the end of it. And I'm trying to level up. 2020 seems like it's going to be a pretty big year for some pretty big events. And so I'm ready for it. I'm still going to get ready for it. You know, even though I feel prepared, I still want to get even more ready for it. I want to be over-prepared for the test. I want to be the guy who flies through the test. Hey, teacher, I'm done. Here you go. Wait, you can't be done. Yes, I am. Because I came prepared today. I want to be that guy. Now, guys, for you at home, if you want to find a way to become closer to yourself, but spirituality may not be your way, go to legatumlink.com. I have up some bracelet designs that the whole core purpose is for you to have the essential oils. I wanted you to have the aromatherapy. I want you to have that to help facilitate some mindfulness practice in your life. If you start to practice mindfulness, I do believe you can, you know, combat emotional burnout. That's what I want from you today. I want you to make a dedication to say, no, I will not allow my disorder to continue to push me to the edge. If you feel like you're approaching the edge, back away. Find a way to back away. Find someone to help you back away. Facebook groups, in-person, families, psychologists, life coaches, friends. You have so many avenues where something like just talking can dispel some of that emotional burnout. Guys, a candle that burns twice as bright also burns twice as fast. All right, guys, as I get up out of here today, I want you guys to remember to take care of yourselves. If you can't take care of yourself, find someone. Ask for help. It's okay, guys, to give yourself a break and to ask for help sometimes. Like, we're human. We're not supposed to have all the answers. I mean, think about it. Even in the physical sense, you don't have one doctor that knows every single thing about the body. We have to all specialize in what we're good at. So I want you to find what you're good at and go for it. But I want you to do it in a way that does not put you in harm's way. That burnout is horrible, guys. It's horrible. So I don't want you to reach it. And if you're reaching it, I want you to pull yourself back. Pull yourself back, all right? You guys have been amazing. Peace.
We'll be right back.